Welcome back to the Black Letter Podcast. We set out to create an entertaining and exciting podcast about law and business. Black Letter, the name, comes from the Gothic typeset. Over time, Black Letter became the only font that English law books were printed in. It made it harder for kind of the common person to understand what the English law books said. Black Letter came to represent something that was law, that was set in stone, that was sort of old and a well-settled fundamental principle of law. We're here to demystify black letter law. We're here to demystify things that happen in business and law and where those two meet. And I hope you have fun listening. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Letter Podcast. With me today, I have Jackie Kwan. Jackie is a researcher. She has decades of experience in pharmaceutical companies, and she's worked for the NCI and other places. We're going to hear from Jackie about that in a minute. And then Jackie's going to talk to us about the secret ingredient that she has found, I guess, the solution for high-performing teams. And again, more about that in our second segment. So in this first segment, Jackie, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself. So where did you come from and how did you get into what you're into? And maybe explain that in a little more detail, because I have a very, you know, high surface level knowledge and our listeners have no knowledge.
Yes. Thank you so much. So, yeah, thank you for that introduction. And so I've worked with the National Cancer Institute in the United States, not for, but but still quite similar. So my background is I have 25 years of experience in the pharmaceutical biotech industry. And the bulk of that career is dedicated to complex, multi-organizational clinical research, predominantly in cancer and also in rare patient populations. So working on projects where you need, you know, three, four, five organizations to come together, either multi-country or multi-continent globally, working on one patient population, you know, for one research project, one clinical trial. So that was the bulk of my career. And I spent the last couple of years reflecting back on, you know, the high performing teams that I worked on and what was so different about them. And, you know, thinking back on the teams that struggled and why they were so different. And why is it that most teams struggle and only maybe 20-30% of teams are high performing? And so I was looking for the secret ingredients of high-performing teams, and I found them.
Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about next segment. So when you were working with NCI, were you looking for the secret to high-performing teams? What was your work there? What did you do with cancer patients?
No, so that's a great question, because I had a role that was didn't exist in the industry. I was the liaison to the National Cancer Institute, helping my company back then work on collaborative research projects. So different types of clinical trials. And usually in the clinical research field, there's, you know, just one or two ways of doing things. Very traditional business models, operationally, compliance, regulatory, all that. And so it was very cookie cutter. And then at the time, the chief medical officer said, you know, these National Cancer Institute trials, especially these very large multi-organization ones, they're very different. And they said, well, you're the National Cancer Institute liaison. Why don't you just do these National Cancer Institute complex trials full time? And I said, okay. So that was about 15 years ago. And it was a very challenging role. You know, you had the two entities, the company and the National Cancer Institute, collaborating in some realms and then competing in other realms and trying to, you know, form the alliance and get them to be good working partners together. It took me about, I would say, in the middle of my career to let go of my ego. And once I did that in my mind, it took me about 3 years. And then once I did that, I thought to myself, okay, I'm just going to help everybody around me and I don't care about my ego. And everything clicked.
So were you a psychiatrist for at the time before you discovered this? What was your role? Were you a scientist in these clinical trials? What was your role in the clinical trials?
I was a liaison. So
a liaison for those of us?
Yeah, that's great. That's a good question. So industry agnostic in general, it's called the alliance's role. Usually that job description requires somebody to have 10 years of experience in that industry. And you're really the person making sure that two organizations working together have a good relationship. You're essentially a relationship manager. And it's some would call it like a business development type person, but it's really the relationship manager. So I was the relationship manager for all these projects between these two entities. But a lot of times it wasn't just two entities. It was sometimes three, four, or five.
Gotcha. So you were managing multiple relationships for multiple teams across these clinical trials. And that's kind of where you discovered the secret sauce we're going to talk about in the next segment about high-performing teams. I'll ask you to save it for our next segment to tell us what led you to this and, of course, what the secret sauce is. So Jackie, thanks for the background. I'm going to invite our listeners back for the next segment where we're going to talk about what high-performing teams are. And you have to define that for us too. And then what the secret is. So thank you all for listening to this brief introductory episode of the Black Letter Podcast to Jackie. Our next episode, Jackie's going to roll in here and we're going to hear the exciting secret sauce stuff. So stay tuned or jump back in and download us wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, whatever you like. Thanks for joining us on the Black Letter Podcast.
That's all for today's episode of Black Letter. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time when we talk about more Black Letter issues in creative ways. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode and check out our website at blackletterstudios.com.